we are 5 weeks away from the staff walking into the building and starting to learn to use it and doing our own fit out of our various strength and conditioning equipment, our catering equipment, things like that that we're adding to the building. And thereafter, we're on schedule for public opening from the 3rd of April.
And what are some of the best features about this?
The best features really are everything that focuses on the inclusive nature of the building. So whether that's when you arrive and you walk into the really open and accessible reception area, whether it's I get very excited about the 4 1-hour fire retardant lifts, which enables us to get all of our residents out safely in the event of an emergency, to the accessibility and the new gym, where all of our equipment will be accessible and used by all our users. So I think that for me the most important element is the inclusivity, and I'm very excited about that.
I think what surprised me, having known this was here but never actually seen it, was the sheer size of it and the beauty of it. It's really beautiful.
We're nestled on a beautiful hillside, which does cause issues when it comes to inclusivity and if you think of the challenges that would cause for wheelchair users, but that we're also looking at the grounds now. So from the spring, we'll be embarking on a series of improvements to just ensure that all of our users are able to access all of our wonderful sporting facilities. And I think that is what surprises people when they come and they see what we've got to offer, because it's not just the indoor facilities that you're seeing today and those improvements we're making, but we've obviously got a range of outdoor facilities. You'll have seen that our golf course also is under refurbishment at the moment, and it will be, well, when I say golf course, it's a golf training facility, and that will be open from spring 2018. So we're really excited, not just about this facility, but about all the improvements we've made across the centre.